23 after 10. Great to have Garth Wiley from Event Cinemas in the studio. Very first time for 2017. Good morning.
Oh, no, Happy New Year.
Happy
we can
New
say
Year
that.
To you as well. Hey, I've got to ask you a question. Yes. Are you a fan of nuding up?
Wow. First, oh, it was.
Welcome back.
You know, yeah, I know. Wow. No, look, I'm not.
Oh, come on.
I'm one of these people that likes the cool weather, and as you can see, it's warm outside
yeah,
today.
You're a bit
it's,
sweaty, aren't you?
I know, yeah. Isn't it? But, yeah, look, I think it's probably not the best idea for me to go.
Tell you what, I'll do it if you do it.
Oh, well, we go down that path again.
It's awkward now, isn't it?
Really is.
Okay,
moving on.
Yeah. How about we do that?
Back to the movies.
Let's go back to the movies. Some great movie releases coming up, and three crackers. And I've been watching the shorts of it, but I never get all the way through the shorts of this movie, and it's great to explore it a little bit more. Manchester by the Sea.
I don't understand.
Which part are you having trouble with?
Well, I can't be his guardian.
Well, your brother provided for your nephew's upkeep. I think the idea was that you would relocate.
Relocate to where?
Well, if you look, it was my impression that you'd spent a lot of time here.
I'm just a backup.
Lee, nobody can appreciate what you've been through. And if you really feel you can't take this on, you know, that's your right.
Sounds a bit dramatic.
It is. Bring the tissues. Very heartwarming. The brother dies, and the brother has to take care of the nephew. It's and as you can tell from the clip, they're just not prepared for it. And so it's a nice journey of the two men coming together and working out how to parent and be a stepson, if you like. It's an interesting one, but yeah, look, it's adult time at the movies.
Yeah, isn't it interesting? It gets a nice mix up because. Oh. Most people love an adventure, most people love an animated, but it's nice to get a, you know.
And look, Manchester by the Sea is also one of those films that's going to get a whole heap of credit at the Oscars coming up as well, so it's worthwhile taking a look at.
Mark Wahlberg, he just seems to be popping up absolutely everywhere.
Yes.
He got blown up on the oil rig in the Gulf of Mexico, but strangely enough, he managed to survive.
They say 500,000 people watch the Boston Marathon here in New England.
We've got to decide who's running this, and we have to decide quickly.
It's terrorism.
You know, I still remember seeing the news reports coming through, and the thing of living in this day and age, everything is so instantaneous, and whether you like it or not, we often see the gory details as they're happening.
And I can't believe that it was 2013 as
well. No,
I can't
either.
3 years ago, so it's going to be an interesting one to take a look at, and you're right, Mark Wahlberg, what an amazing actor he has turned, well, Freudian slip.
I actually like Mark Wahlberg. I think he's quite good.
Yeah, and Michelle Monaghan in this one as well. She's a great actress as well, so yeah, get out and take a look.
Excellent, and of course, Matthew McConaughey is back, and we were saying off air, he's a very interesting actor.
Indonesia. That's where we'll find the gold.
Kenny, look. We got a gold mine.
We got a gold mine.
Yeah, for better or worse, the ride had begun.
We believe you're sitting on the largest gold find of the decade.
We're talking over $30 billion.
Without spoiling too much.
Yeah, but is there a gold mine?
That's the question, isn't it?
Yes, exactly. And a lot of money. A true story as well.
Is it a true story? Is it based on a true story?
Well, I think, based on a true story. We'll say that.
Okay.
But look, yeah, this one's a good one, and you're right. Matthew McConaughey, he's a great actor. And look, there's some very enjoyable films for the adults. We've moved past all the kids' films, and we're in awards season now. So I'll bring my tips in the next week or so you as well. You know, I'm usually bad at them.
Oh, great.
But I'll tell you what I think's good.
Which is okay for the awards, bad for the Melbourne Cup. So we need to work out whether there's anything.
I don't follow my Melbourne Cup tips for sure.
All right, fantastic. Some great movies out and about at the moment, mate. Thanks for dropping in.
Yeah, thank
you. Great to have you back for 2017.
Lovely to see you.